Like at Atlantic City, they send a car to pick you up. And all these millionaires can't get over the fact that they send a chauffeur with a limousine to pick them up in a stretch. I'm going up in a stretch in my own limousine. You should see how they treat me. They take them up in a limousine, and they give them all the potato chips they want for nothing. And they can't get over that they went there in a limousine. They can't get over it. I want to ask you a question. If you're going to bring $300,000 to me, for what? For nothing. I wouldn't send a car to pick you up. Could you imagine them saying, oh, you want a car? Forget about it. Keep your money, but you either take a bus or don't bother us. Gamblers are not having fun. They're having a miserable time every second that they're gambling. You ever watch these professional gamblers? They sit at a table for 32 hours, sweating and schwitzing and cursing and blaming everybody in the world. That fucking Chinaman next to me gave me all the wrong cards, that son of a bitch. Not for that Chinaman, I could have won this. The other guy was a Polack. That Polack messed between the Polack and the Chinaman, son of a bitch. And the dealer was an anti-Semite. He heard I was Jewish. He gave me the wrong cards for 3 hours. Those son of a bitches. Then they start praying. They never went to a shul or a temple or a church in their lives, and all of a sudden they turn to God. God, the Gentiles are always hollering, Jesus, help me, Jesus, Jesus. And the Jews are hollering, as if God has nothing to do but listen to this schmuck gambling. People are starving all over the world. Could you picture God saying to them, don't bother me, there's a Jew gambling. I got to take care of this is my main problem right now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave it to the words of Ed Sullivan. You remember Ed Sullivan? He thought I was a dirty person because I went like this. Jews talk like this, I can't help it. Did I ever say he was a dirty person when he walked around like this? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Right about here, for the very first time on any stage, right about here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to present a really really fine actor who just returned from Saudi Arabia, and he brought back a little something, from the Arabians that he would like to pass on to you. He already passed it on to me. I'd like to leave you now, but I don't know how to get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, before I go, I just want to take an opportunity to thank you for being here. Oh, I'm not supposed to walk over there. Because you do a lot for me by being here, and I don't want anybody to think that even though I sound like a Jew with a big mouth, that I don't appreciate your presence here. And I hope you respect the fact that I keep a show on a high level. I might have slipped with a dirty point here and there, but I don't do a show like they do on Broadway now, where every show is filthy and vulgar and disgusting, and that's all you hear is Urine Town. The other one is Penis. Penis something. And the other one is Penis Puppetry. The other one is Vagina Monologues. Between a vagina and the penis and urine, it became a filthy place. When it was on 42nd Street, Giuliani closed it down. 43rd Street, it's art.